Judges chapter 7. Then Jerubbaal, that is Gideon, and all the people who were with him, rose up early and camped beside the spring of Harod. The camp of Midian was on the north side of them, by the hill of Moreh in the valley. Then the Lord told Gideon, "There are too many men for me to hand the Midianites over to you. Israel would just brag to me, 'It was my own hand that saved me.' Now then, announce in the ears of the troops, 'Whoever is fearful and shaking, let him go home and leave Mount Gilead.'" So 22,000 turned and went home, and 10,000 remained. Then the Lord said to Gideon, "There are still too many. Bring them down to the water, and I will sift them out for you there. When I tell you, 'This one can go with you,' that one shall go. And when I tell you, 'This one cannot go with you,' that one shall not go." So he brought down the troops to the water. The Lord said to Gideon, "Everyone who laps water from his hand with his tongue, like a dog laps, you shall put on one side, and everyone who knelt down drinking directly from the stream on the other." Only 300 men lapped, putting their hands to their mouths. All the rest of the troops knelt down to drink water. Then the Lord said to Gideon, "By the 300 who lapped, I will save you and hand the Midianites over to you. Let all the rest of the men return home." So the chosen troops took provisions and their trumpets. They sent all the rest of the men of Israel back to their own tents, but retained 300. The camp of Midian was below him in the valley. That same night the Lord said to him, "Get up, go down into the Midianite camp, for I am handing it over to you. But if you are afraid to go down, then go down into the camp with just Purah, your servant. You will hear what the Midianites are saying, and afterward your hands will be strengthened enough to attack the camp." So he and Purah, his servant, went down to the outposts of the armed men guarding the camp. The Midianites and Amalekites and all the people of the east were positioned in the valley as thick as locusts. Their camels were as countless as the sand on the seashore. As Gideon snuck up, there was a man telling of his dream to his friend, and he said, "I had a dream. In it, a loaf of barley bread tumbled into the camp of Midian. It rolled into the tent, smashing it so hard that it was knocked down, flipped upside down, and then flattened." His friend answered, "This is nothing other than the sword of Gideon, the son of Joash, the Israelite. God has handed over Midian and the whole army to him." When Gideon heard the dream and its interpretation, he worshipped. Then he returned to the camp of Israel and ordered, "Get up, for the Lord has handed over the army of Midian to you." He divided the 300 men into three companies. He put trumpets and empty jars into the hands of all of them, with torches inside the jars. Then he told them, "Look at me and do what I do. When I come to the edge of the camp, do exactly what I do. When I and those with me blow the trumpet, then blow your trumpets also on every side of the entire camp, and shout, 'For the Lord and for Gideon.'" So Gideon and the 100 men with him approached the outer edge of the camp at the beginning of the middle of the guard shift, just as they had posted a new guard. They blew the trumpets and smashed the clay jars that were in their hands. Then all three companies blew the trumpets and broke the jars. They held the torches in their left hands and the trumpet in their right hands. Then they shouted, "The sword of the Lord and of Gideon." They stood their ground, every man in his position, surrounding the camp. The whole army ran off, shouting as they fled. They blew the 300 trumpets, and the Lord caused them to attack each other with their swords throughout the enemy army. The army fled all the way to Beit Shittah, near Zerarah, even as far as the border of Abel Maholah by Tabat. Then the men of Israel rallied from Naphtali, Asher, and all Manasseh, and chased after the Midianites. Gideon sent messengers throughout all the hill country of Ephraim, saying, Come down against Midian and cut them off from crossing the Jordan River, as far as Beit Bara. So all the men of Ephraim assembled and captured the Jordan River crossings, as far as Beit Bara. They captured the two princes of Midian, Oreb and Zeb. They killed Oreb at the rock of Oreb, and Zeb they killed at the winepress of Zeb, as they pursued the Midianites. Then they brought back the heads of Oreb and Zeb to Gideon, who is now on the east side of the Jordan River.